In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is in our midst. I trust that as we are worshiping together today for the first time in a long time here in the community center that everyone can hear. So I've been told by our tech people with the sound checks that everyone can. So I'm going to try to maintain the normal manner in which I speak and preach, and hopefully everyone will be able to hear. The question that was posed by our Lord when he said, and we heard in this gospel, we're not 10 cleansed, where are the 9? Where are the 9? And of course we know this from this, once again, gospel that's been presented to us every year, and we've heard numerous times, even several times during the liturgical year. But the reason is, of course, as I've said before, and Father Peter, and you know, oftentimes we need to hear things many times, not just once. We know that as parents, right, with our kids, and when we were kids. Sometimes it takes 2 or 3 or 4 or maybe even more than that for things to sink in. Well, that's the same with this gospel. And it's really very, very simple. The summary is to give thanks. It's really a gospel. It's really a message about thanksgiving, about being thankful, about gratitude. Now, of course, the essence of it is about healing and about 10 lepers, 10 individuals who were suffering from a very, very serious disease that were cleansed, that were healed. And only one, as we hear, returned and gave thanks. They all recognized the Lord as master. They were all obedient and followed what he commanded them to do, what he told them to do, which is to go show yourself to the priests. They did what they were told to do. But yet, as we know, only one came back. One came and glorified God and gave thanks. So having an attitude of gratitude, as we've heard about, and oftentimes we speak about this in our stewardship messages for a good reason. Because there's a psychological aspect to this. There's a habit. We often say about everything we do that they are a result of habits, both good and bad habits. Things that we do that we don't particularly care about in ourselves are oftentimes a result of bad habits. And things that are pleasing and fulfilling, things that we do in aspects of our lives that give us joy, that give us these good feelings, are oftentimes a result of good habits. Well, it's the same thing with expressing gratitude and thankfulness. It's a habit. And if ever there was a time in our lives that this is important for us, it's right now, because our lives for nearly a year now have been disrupted from what is, in all cases, I'm sure, our normal routine, our normal, you know, existence. It's been disrupted. And it's been frustrating. It's been full of anxiety and fear, as we've said time and time again, and as we know. How do we get out of this? I mean, yeah, there's all these things going on medically and all these things, but how do each one of us in our life deal and address and live in the midst of all these things that, while they may seem unique and they may seem out of the ordinary in our lives, we have and we will experience similar in our lives? How? Our Lord shows us the way to be thankful, to express gratitude, to focus, to make it a habit, to make it a habit of being thankful for the blessings that we have in our lives. Every one of us, each and every one of us. And the more that we do that, it doesn't change what's happening around us in the world, but it changes us. This one individual, they were all healed, right? All of them. But one came back, and it was the one, of course, in order to really, to really emphasize the gospel, it was the one who may have had a reason not to, a foreigner, the Samaritan, who we've heard time and time again were enemies of the Jews. But yet this one, who would have had a reason, possibly, to not come back or to not necessarily praise the one who healed him, did. So when we think of these things that are happening to us, not just now, but in our lives, let us learn from this and be strengthened by this, build the habit of gratitude, of being thankful for things. The prayer that we read by the Amvon, every good and perfect gift is from above, from the Epistle of James. We are thankful for these gifts because they are from above. When we read another prayer in the service, it's the prayer before the Anaphora, when we give thanks. And the priest says the following. It's before, leading up to the consecration of the holy gifts. And we will read this prayer on all of our behalf. We say, "For all these things we thank you, and your only begotten Son, and your Holy Spirit. For all things that we know and do not know. For blessings seen and unseen that have been bestowed upon us. We give thanks to you." Yet what do we often do? When God showers us with blessings, do we look up to Him and say, "Why me, Lord? Why me?" But when a difficult circumstance falls upon us in our life, like say now during this time, do we look up often and complain? "Why me, Lord? Why me? Where are the nine? Where are the nine?" Let us think of a few verses from Scripture, from Paul in particular, about this understanding of thankfulness, thanksgiving. Paul says to the church in Ephesus, chapter 5, he says, See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and submitting to one another in the fear of God. And then again, this well-known passage that we hear from Philippians, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." One more in Thessalonians, he says, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus." Our healing, our spiritual healing, which is what we should be seeking. We often want and desire and hope for our physical healing, which is a good thing. But we should also devote time and attention even greater to our spiritual healing. And our healing, as we learn from this gospel in particular, doesn't come instantly. It comes gradually, not usually in one dramatic moment. And then we need to trust in God that He can heal us of our spiritual sicknesses in His way, in His time. We must be patient and trusting while we wait for His plan to unfold in our lives. And then third, we must know, as I said from James, every good and every perfect gift is from above. Because when something good happens for us, and it has and it will, when we receive the good things with gratitude, with thanksgiving in our heart, rather than thinking this is what we are owed or this is what we deserve, and when we give glory and thanksgiving to God for His blessings upon us, this indeed is God working in our lives, and that we will be like the one who came and fell to our knees, not only worshiping God, but giving thanks to Him for His blessings that He has bestowed upon us continuously. This is the way. This is the habit that we should develop in our lives, because as we will face adversity, as we will face these sicknesses and these diseases and all these different things, both physically and spiritually in our lives, when we focus and when we devote and when we offer our lives in thanksgiving and gratitude to Him, indeed, we will be on the path, just as these 10, towards healing. So may the physician of our souls and our bodies, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, extend and bestow His grace and His love and His mercy, His healing touch upon us all, so that we too may in return give back to Him in thanksgiving our lives to Him. Amen.